Listen, all you sailors who would travel on the lake after November. Beware just what you're tempting if you dare go out in this weather. Row, row, save us, please. Row, row, before we freeze. Row, row, strong arms. Row. December 1876, my father, the captain of the Butler, set out with tons of marble, three other souls, and me, his daughter. I'd asked him, can I come aboard and join you for the last trip of the season? Later I would wish he had not assented yes, and here's the reason. Row, row, save us please. Row, row, before we freeze. Row, row, strong arms. The icy wind and waves became an angry gale outside the harbor. We lost our steering gear and rammed against the rocks of the breakwater. Death was at our door, we heard the crushing boards as the ship sank. We leapt down to the stone and jarred every bone, then we clung there. Row, row, save us please. Row, row, before we freeze. Row, row, strong arms. Row. Stranded and soaked, we scanned all the wharves where the crowd gaped. No one seemed to move an inch to save us in our pinch as the storm raged. Then a spark of hope as we saw a pulling boat leave the shoreline. Could the fragile craft and the two men bowing aft make it in time? Row, row, save us please. Row, row, before we freeze. Row, row, strong arms. Row. Oh, those brave men, the Wakefield father and son, muscled onward. Soon, despite the giant swells, they plucked us from our hell where we shivered. The boat turned quickly round and headed for the town and the doctor. When from my numbness I came to, I said, I assume we'll raise and sail her. Row, row, save us please. Row, row, before we freeze. Row, row, strong arms. You seafaring folk, learn well from those heroes who will risk all. Like James and Jack Wakefield, train your nerves of steel for the long haul. Row, row, save us please. Row, row, before we freeze. Row, row, strong.